Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and happy to be here tonight. Hopefully we will have a clear connection all night long, and that's really what I'm hoping for here. Got a very, very interesting guest, Brooks Agnew, and I encourage everyone to sort of tweet and Facebook the situation as much as possible, because he's a very, very intelligent guy, physicist, also has, I guess in a way he has his own radio show, and he also has he's just been on an interview with me that was on what do you call Alien Shift. We were on a group sort of conference together recently, and that's available for purchase, I believe, at the Alien Shift conference on their website. But at any rate, Brooks, I had, I think, interviewed him a long time ago via video at another Alien Shift conference. This was a live situation where I was actually at the conference. And so we got a chance to talk then. He's just covers a huge gamut, to do with consciousness and also what's going on and with HAARP. And he's very, educated in terms of HAARP and the physics behind what's going on the planet and with the magnetic pole shift, et cetera. So we're going to get into all of that. I do want to say that yesterday we did a very impromptu interview with Miriam Delicato, in which she covered what was going on with the Hopi, and that was pretty unprecedented, I guess you might say. And we didn't know we were going to do it until the last minute. But it is on live stream. It's on my website. The links are on the front pages of both sites, the projectcamelot.org, and the productions website, as well as on my blog for those listening. So, other than that, I'm not sure what else is new. Of course, much craziness going on out there. I would like to have open lines for people to call in. So if you'd like to call in or send me emails during the show, I do check my emails. So you can always ask a question on the email and also obviously call in during the call-in times, which the way this will probably work is we'll do the calls at the second hour. So Brooks will be with me for 2 hours, so you can ask him questions on the second hour, and it would be interesting to hear what people might like him to concentrate on. So I do recommend my Michael Schrat Part 2 interview that's on the website now. If you haven't already seen it, I encourage you to do so. There are lots of controversy going on around Bill's new witness, Charles, who says he is working for the 33 people who run the world. I'm not sure that that's the case, but certainly he seems to think it is. So that's an interesting drama in and of itself. I'm not sure we're hearing any too much new there. At least as far as I can tell. I know he's answering questions. From what I can see, he's not answering questions with any new information per se. So we're going to be taking a break, going to short commercial. We'll be right back with Brooks Agnew. And this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. Thank you.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL advanced motorcycle oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files. Freedom Files. Weekday. Files. Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central.
On American Freedom Radio. Radio.
You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the air with Brooks Agnew. And Brooks, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Good to be here.
Lovely. Well, I'm very excited to have you on the show. I did read all of your ebook that you sent me, just so you know.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it was an easy read. It's not all that long. However, I think I would have had a lot more reading to do if you'd given me the other set of books that you've written, which is quite substantial. And I forget the name of that, but you can tell us.
The other three books are The Ark of Millions of Years. It is substantial. It's about 1,500 pages. And it's on the origin and destiny of the Earth and the 2012 advent. I think Forward Magazine said it was the most significant book written on the 2012 end times. So that was a good compliment.
Yeah, very interesting. And I didn't know that you'd written something like that. I thought it was sort of, well, I guess, you know, I'd heard it was about the history of planet Earth, but I didn't know that it involved 2012.
Ah, well, okay. It's the subtitles. I think it's The Ark of Millions of Years was Noah's name for his ark. And then the subtitles are... the first one's New Discovery and Light on the Creation. The second one is 2012 and the Harvest of the End Times. And the last one is 2012 Unlocking the Secret.
I see. Okay. So, in other words, it's three books.
Yes. And we just sent the fourth in the series, which will be the final book. This is because we discovered a lot of things that we took ancient archaeology and modern physics and we wove them together into a sort of forward-looking history book. And lo and behold, a lot of the stuff that we predicted would happen happened. I mean, strange stuff like the earthquake in the Afar Triangle and the Red Sea filling it in, things like that. And so many things came to pass that we had deciphered from this historical record left over from the Sumerians and the Mayan. I don't know, we had 40 different resources that we went to, that we decided to publish a fourth book called Updates. And this is sort of all of the things in the first three volumes that actually came true. And there's a very short list left, actually.
Okay. Well, fascinating. I'd like you to hear the laundry list of perhaps what hasn't come true, and because you know, if it's come true, so to speak, come true, then certainly you can sort of click off some of those, and we'll see. Sometimes I find that people have predictions. They, you know, and I'm not accusing you of this, but they try to fit everything under that prediction, and you know, they kind of it's open to interpretation how you interpret the language of the so-called prophecy and as to whether or not it's actually come true. But we can go down that road as well. What I'd like you to do, though, first of all, is kind of give yourself a bio for the listeners who don't know who you are. I imagine most people on Project Camelot will know you, although, you know, I haven't had you on my radio show. I haven't done a formal interview with you. Would love to do one, by the way, sometime.
Well, sure. That would be great. I have been a commercial scientist and engineer for about 28 years. I don't know how many papers I've published. It's probably over 10,000. And all of those are for private companies, you know, General Motors, Toyota, W.R. Grace, lots and lots of Fortune 100 companies. And in 2006, I more or less retired from the automotive business. I felt like they were going in a different direction, and I felt like they were out of touch with the consumer. Detroit was just dedicated to putting horsepower out and running commercials with cars drifting sideways in between pedestrians. And I just said, you guys are going to go broke. I didn't know I was right. Honestly, that wasn't one of my predictions, but they did go broke. And so in 2006, we went a different direction and started building electric vehicles and getting into alternative energy. I built a biodiesel plant for Washington State a couple of years ago. Finished that, and that was a very tough build because Washington State is very discriminating about their atmosphere, and they had rules about what you could emit in the atmosphere that were so strict that 55 companies had applied, and we were the only ones to get it. I also...
Well, that's actually good to hear. Maybe it's someplace you should consider living, if that's the case.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's a very clean, clean place to live. Wheat country, Washington State, and mountains. And then I've also been a writer. I was published when I was 13, and I've written, I don't know, tons and tons of articles for various magazines, short stories to go in books, and nonfiction scientific opinions. And literally in 2001, I was approached by my co-author, who had an idea about writing a book about the creation and destiny of the Earth, which kind of fascinated me. And we wrote for 4 years, and we started releasing the books in December of 2004. Volume 1 came out in January of 2005, and by March of 2005, it was a national bestseller. I had no idea people were interested in this stuff. And kind of dabbled in radio a little bit in high school, and got offered a opportunity to get on the radio again in 2005. So X Squared Radio was born, and I've been doing that ever since. We're now over 1,000 hours of archives, and it's a good hobby. I really enjoy Sunday evenings on the radio. But I'm still contracting and still building manufacturing facilities and still writing scientific opinions and theoretical physics. And so that's my bio. That's me.
Okay, very interesting. Now, how did you work in having some kind of background with regard to HAARP into all of this?
Well, that's a good question. In 1983, I developed a system of ground probing radar for exploration into oil and gas. It was a project that was sort of left undone by the oil and gas industry. It was a great PhD thesis, so I jumped on it. I spent 7 years in the field with it. I accumulated just literally banker's boxes of data. And I got pretty good at it. I developed a system that has three different aspects of radio spectroscopy to it. My degree is in nuclear chemistry. And we discovered 55 oil wells in a row, and I made almost 2,000 predictions, most of them dry holes, all of which came up dry holes that we predicted in 9 states. Now, in one of those papers that we published, which was in 1987, we were in Roseburg, Oregon, and we were scanning a fescue farm. They grow fescue grass seed in Oregon. And I had by that time gotten so sophisticated that my base unit was inside a camper on the back of a 1-ton pickup truck. And I had a mobile unit that ran around on an ATV that had the gamma spectrometer and the radio broadcaster on it. And they would send the information to me by radio as they were out, you know, a mile or so away in the mountains. And I'd sent him out in the fog on this fescue farm, and I communicated with him by radio, and I told him, go ahead and turn the unit on. So he turned the unit on, and about 5 seconds later, the whole camper just rocked like someone had grabbed the carpet and just shook it. And he came over the radio and said, hey, did you feel that? I said, yeah, I felt that. It rocked the whole truck. He said, no kidding. I turned the radio on, and I heard a loud boom way down underneath me. And this wave just came up and went across the grass towards you. I think we triggered an earthquake. So it was obviously an observation that was very anomalous. But we were in a very technically active area, just earthquakes, I don't know, hundreds of them a week, and it was just too coincidental to pass up. So I wrote it down, and I published it in a paper, and Dr. Nick Begich, son of Senator Begich in Alaska, read the paper, contacted me in 1996, almost 10 years later, and said, we're doing a documentary on HAARP. Would you like to be involved? I said, what's HAARP? He said, it's a radio array, and they're heating up the ionosphere. I said, what frequencies are they using? And he told me, I said, I hate to tell you this, Nick, but they can't use those frequencies. That's very dangerous. I have a lot of data to show. So he put me in touch with the inventor, who was Bernard Eastland. He's passed away now. And we talked for about 4 hours one night. And I said, you know, literally, you guys don't realize what they're playing with up there. They're playing with an earthquake machine that can steer weather and it can cause a solar tap. So Wendy Robbins came down with her production to my plant there in East Tennessee. We filmed for 7 hours, and the result was a dynamite documentary called Holes in Heaven. It's still a top seller out there on Amazon, and you go to various conventions, you'll see Holes in Heaven playing on the TV. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So well.
I think I have seen it. It's been quite a while, but I have seen it. And I think it's quite a stunning documentary.
Yeah, it really is. And then History Channel got a hold of me, and they said, can you build a scale model of HAARP? I said, yeah, I could build a scale. So they gave me a little bit of funding, and I built a scale model weather machine. And the first time I'd ever built a scale model weather machine, and they brought their cameras to the lab there in Santa Monica, and we made a cloud inside a chamber, and I blasted it using HAARP. And I said, this is how HAARP works. These are the same frequencies. This is the same scale model power level. And you can see that I can take a cloud perfectly still, and I can push it out of the way in about 2 seconds flat. This is what HAARP does. Well, the next thing you know, Jesse Ventura gets a hold of me, and we do another one for Conspiracy Theories, the debut episode of True TV. And that was just immensely famous. It went everywhere. I don't know how many times that played. But people are now aware, which was our goal in the first place, that HAARP can be used to steer weather. And the side effects are that it can trigger an earthquake if the earth has the propensity to do it at that moment. And it can also damage the neurosystems of small animals, especially animals that travel in schools and rely heavily on magnetic fields for navigation.
Okay, so that brings us to the dead animals that are occurring around the world. And I know that when we were on the Alien Shift conference, you were saying that you investigated it to see if HAARP was involved, and you thought it was not involved. I'm not sure how you came to that conclusion.
Well, but, because HAARP has a signature. HAARP has a signature that's in the ham 2-meter frequency range. So I contact several of my listeners out there in Radioland, and I asked them if the HAARP signature had occurred at any of the time that these animal deaths occurred, and they said no. And no specific HAARP signature. And believe me, it's very loud at 1 billion watts. You can pick it up really easily. So I said, well, this is so HAARP-like. Because we had some deaths in East Tennessee that were HAARP-related. We had a HAARP signature, and we had about 2,000 birds that just fried. I mean, they just dove straight into the ground. And but the dots didn't line up this time, so I was very confused. And so I got with some of my physics friends that monitor Earth signals, you know, more than I do. I'm more into precision measurement for industry. You know, this is a science where you can't do everything. So you just get very, very good at one little thing. And then you know friends that are good at the other little things. And they said, well, you know, the strange thing is that we just got the data back, and we found that the North Magnetic Pole, the rate of change, that is to say the rate of movement of the North Magnetic Pole, is much faster than we thought. Which is interesting to me, because my great-great-grandfather, Sir James Ross, is the one that discovered the North Magnetic Pole in 1831. And it's not in the same place, by the way. It has moved. And, of course, we expect it to kind of wiggle a little bit and maybe move a few inches a year. But it is moving in a fairly linear path at the rate of astonishing 25 miles a year. Not 25 yards, 25 miles a year. This is in obedience to a force called the Coriolis force, which was a Newtonian theory that co-rotating bodies like a gyroscope or a planet with a crust and a solid core co-rotating will have a a shifting coordinate system that is perpendicular to the pole. And now, it shouldn't move very fast unless it's getting ready for a pole shift. And it seems to be moving a lot faster than I expected it to. And animals that use magnetic fields for navigation and also to pace their respiration get confused. And the interesting thing is that the symptoms that these birds, which fly like schools, and we're talking about ducks and doves and blackbirds and fish and crabs, all rely on these very subtle earth flex lines, appear to be dying of altitude sickness. They literally stop breathing in mid-flight and suffocate and dive straight into the ground at about 90 miles an hour.
Okay, but, you know, it's not uniform, obviously. And this is where, you know, I have, obviously, you know, Project Camelot. We have whistleblowers from Black Projects and so on. And I have some information, and I mentioned it before, but I'm going to run it by you again, which said that there are pockets of radiation, possibly radiation. We're going to go to a break here. We'll pick this up on the other side of the hour.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. Warning. American Freedom Radio. This habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
This is Carrie Cash, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Brooks Agnew, and we are drilling down on the dead animals that are cropping up around the globe and talking about whether or not HAARP is involved and maybe some other factors like the magnetic pole shift that that seems to be happening at least to some degree. So, Brooks, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Great. Okay. We never know, I have to say, on my shows, because knock on wood, but we most, whenever I say anything or ask very...
Anything can happen.
Well, also, it's just I have a sort of Project Camelot. They like to mess with us on a serious basis. So if I ask you anything really interesting, then we'll see what happens. At any rate... So what I wanted to say before was that one of my witnesses is talking about areas or pockets of what appears to be something in the order of radiation in the ground around the globe that they may be tapping into and using directed energy weapons to then test, which is something like possibly using scalar weaponry, which is... From what I understand, HAARP has a lot more things going on than just directing weather. And I know that Nick Begich is something of an expert in that area. I don't know what you would consider yourself in that regard. But how about the notion that there could be, first of all, I hope that this is not too convoluted for you, but you said you know the frequency that HAARP is operating on, and I'm wondering if how do you know that they might not be operating on more than one frequency simultaneously and or using frequencies that you aren't aware of?
Well, because the phased array in Alaska is an array of square wave antennas, and you can change the frequency a little bit, but you're stuck with the wavelength of your antenna. So you can lace other frequencies over that frequency. For instance, in the 2 meter band, one of Bernard Eastland's inventions was to lace ELF and ULF frequencies over the HAARP frequency. So once the HAARP frequency and power behind it pushed the ionosphere out into space, manipulating a sort of ionospheric parabolic mirror, then they would bounce the ELF waves off of and direct them to submarines out at sea, which was one of Bernard Eastland's inventions. The problem is that the energy that's poured into the ionosphere with the 2 meter power has nowhere to go. That's why they call it the Auroral Research Project, because when they fired it off in the early days, it would create an aurora. And it created auroras as far south as Phoenix. So what happens is the molecules in the ionosphere can't get close enough to react with one another. So they end up overcharging and putting off light that we see. And they also put off other frequencies. So, you know, that's how HAARP works. Now, there are, of course... Bernard Eastland filed 7 patents for the U.S. Navy, which funded him to do so. And some of these were quite nefarious weaponry that they still use in the battlefield today. They have portable ones that they put on backs of trucks, and they use the battlefield. They used them in 1991 during the Gulf War from Kuwait, and they're quite effective. They call them non-lethal weaponry, but Nick is very adamant in saying that it's violating of first rights to get inside someone's head with a radio wave, but that's what they do. That's what it's for.
Okay, so to get back to the dead animals situation and what I was talking about in terms of what I was told by a whistleblower, does that make any sense to you?
No. And I'll tell you why, because you just can't make antenna make of the frequencies. What happens is you end up with a sending wave that reduces the power output, and it can actually blow your amplifiers up. You're stuck with the frequency of your antenna. Unless you want to create a whole new phased array, which they may have done, but they didn't do it in Alaska.
Okay. What about, is this the same thing that's disturbing, for example, the dolphins and the whales?
It has. There are reports from high sources, ham sources, that have picked up harp signatures at the same time that they have seen what are called pods of whales, small whales like pilot whales, and dolphins floating dead. So it does, it can be used as sort of a neuro overload kind of weapon. Now it has, well, it's supposed to be able to be used as a missile shield if you create resonance and harmonics in the scalar bands. But as far as I know, and I'm former military myself, although I never worked on a black project, I worked in precision equipment. As far as I know, that has not been proven. They've never actually blown a missile or steered it out of its way by using HARP. But that's not to say that they will try. When HARP fires up, it has a very unmistakable signature. And it also has an aurora that's either blue or green that goes with it. Now, when the earthquake happened in Haiti, they did report the blue halo, the blue atmosphere, minutes before that earthquake happened. Many, many thousands of witnesses reported on it. And they were picking it up. Some of the reporters were picking up on it. But no one knew what to make of it because the press is clueless about HARP, regardless of how loud we've yelled about it. It is a dangerous weapon, and it can cause an ionospheric breakdown, which is like a mega lightning bolt. It's something like 50 Mount St. Helens a second for a couple minutes. It's really, it would really be a planet-ending event, and that is what I made. I tried to raise the alarm bells about, because it's just a dangerous weapon to play with.
Okay, well, let me ask you this: did you get any feedback or I don't know, intimidation as a result of what you've done?
No. I never have. I've never had anybody come up to me, no Men in Black or anything like that. I will say that, you know, things are pretty like a wasteland with the Department of Energy, but I don't think that has anything to do with any of this. Now, it could, but they haven't said anything about it. When I go and speak to them, they have no clue about any of this, so I don't think so. I've never had any kind of negative feedback at all.
Okay. Well, let's leave this as it is at the moment. I would suggest that you're in a position to know a lot more than you're letting on. Now, whether or not you do is, I guess, you know, something that only you know. But
I will tell you everything. I have, there's no fear in me. I don't hide anything. If I know it, I'm going to tell. But I'm not going to admit that, you know, something could be going on if I really think that the evidence doesn't point that way. I think that gets a little, you know, kind of hysterical sometimes.
Sure. Well, yeah, you've written a book that certainly touches on 2012. in a lot of ways. And I haven't, unfortunately, read that, but I certainly can question you about that and ask you what it is you think is going to happen around 2012. And what were some of your predictions associated with that? You can tell me some of which you think have come true and some of which you think may be about to happen.
Sure. Well, one of the major things is as we, as a solar system, get closer to what we affectionately call the galactic plane, there's a theory that in the center of every galaxy, there's a supermassive spinning black hole. There are opposing theories, and my historical good friend Niels Bohr would say this is complementary, that you have two opposing truths, both of which could be true, even though they're opposites. One is that there's a supermassive spinning black hole in the center of the galaxy, and that as it spins at its maximum speed, it flattens out like a big dinner plate, and that's why galaxies are shaped the way they are. That plane of gravity, solar systems on the outer band of galaxies like our Milky Way, pass through that, and ours goes through it about every 26,000 years as we go through this pattern in the galaxy called the precession, which is all 12 signs of the zodiac for those of you that know about it. This alignment occurs every 26,000 years. This is not the one that occurs every year that Michio Kaku, my colleague, has mentioned, or David Morrison with NASA has mentioned and told everybody, look, go back to sleep. Everything's going to be fine. 2013, you'll see I'm right. I almost wrote him and said, David, you know, look, you're a GS-13 NASA scientist. Don't wander outside your area of expertise. You have no clue what you're talking about. This area of gravity contains high-energy particles that are emitting frequencies we have not seen in modern times. We haven't seen them in 26,000 years. Those frequencies are resonating with all kinds of things inside our planet, inside human beings. And one of those effects is that it will cause cataclysmic earthquakes and maybe even cataclysmic solar storms and subsequently solar flares. We predicted that the Afar Triangle would rip open and fill in with the Red Sea. Now, we published the book, and it didn't take long. It was only about 30 days. We received the news report that archaeology students had taken a helicopter to the Afar Triangle. They had landed, gotten off the helicopter. The blades had barely quit turning when a terrible earthquake hit. They ran for the helicopter, took off to try to get to safety, and they literally watched the Afar Triangle rip open almost 300 yards, almost 1,000 feet it ripped open. And the Red Sea eroded through the little dirt dam that was left and filled it in. They watched the Red Sea grow by 1,000 feet in about 1 hour. Now, we would come along 100 years from now and say that took 20,000 years to form. It didn't. It formed in an afternoon. So that was one prediction that came true. Now, one that hasn't come true, the Nephilim, which the records say are an ancient group of fallen angels, advanced beings, off-worlders, whatever you want to call them, came to Earth and designed a plan of alchemy to take over planet Earth using worthless stuff. Lead, in our day we use paper, and now we're getting something even more worthless, plastic. And that we predicted in the second volume of the Ark of Millions of Years that the number of currencies in the world would condense into a few large currencies, maybe three. And then they would make an effective case to do away with cash. It would cost too much to maintain. It would be too easy to counterfeit. Drug wars were using cash to literally destroy our systems of government and justice. And so we had to do away with cash. And those three currencies would then coalesce into one. And we would have one digital currency worldwide. At that point, the Nephilim, or the alchemical plan that they had originally hacked out in Roman days when the first coin was made as a contractual exchange for time or labor or wheat or the firstlings of the flock, etc., had finally come to pass. It's finally done. And if you oppose the state in any way, you're going to be deleted from the system.
Okay, we'll be right back with this cliffhanger and in a few minutes after the commercial.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
If you own a jet ski and are tired of paying $40 to $50 for a gallon for two-cycle injector oil, it's time to switch to AMSOIL Interceptor. AMSOIL's Interceptor injector oil not only will save you money, the engine will run cleaner and cooler. The OEM oils lack in quality. Choose AMSOIL for all your applications, and you will feel the difference. Here's how to save money on your power sports products. Go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner. Once you're at the site, choose the preferred customer option and see the direct wholesaler price. AMSOIL will send American Freedom Radio a commission based on your order, and you beat the OEM's price. You deserve to have some fun this summer. Choose AMSOIL for all your equipment and enjoy more trouble-free service. AMSOIL is the leader in synthetic oil and filtration. Tell your friends about AMSOIL and AmericanFreedomRadio.com today.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
And for some, I've got an echo going on here, but at any rate, Brooks, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, very good. So we're talking about the Nephilim and the end of the financial world as we know it, so to speak, which I think everyone would agree was in the cards and actually is in the midst of happening. But in terms of the Nephilim, I'm interested in, are you referring to the Nephilim as what Sitchin would have called the Anunnaki?
No, the Anunnaki are separate. These Nephilim are a mere 200, and we don't really know where they came from. The ancients say that they were cast out of heaven, or they were exiled somehow. They are, for all intents and purposes, immortal, and they can breed with mortal women, and when they do, they create giants or all kinds of anomalies.
Okay, so you're basing your understanding of what a Nephilim is on the Bible.
Well, that's where the name comes from. And there are two mentions of the Nephilim, one before the flood of Noah and one after the flood of Noah. But there are other records of them in the Kabbalah, in the Sefer Yetzirah. So these are all pre- and extra-biblical records that do mention them. There
okay.
is also
mentioned
and Babylonian seals.
Right. Okay. I have not heard them limited to the number 200. Where are you getting that number from?
Well, that's, I believe that is in one of the ancient records, that there were 200 of them, and they were led by a leader whose name was Semyaza. And if you go to Rosslyn Chapel, and I've spent a few days there photographing it literally inch by inch.
I've been there.
You can almost name them all. It's pretty interesting how they've managed to carve them all in the walls. And you can see that some of them are very human looking and some are not so human looking.
Okay, well, I have to say that that's a pretty literal translation of the Nephilim, which is a bit different than what I have heard. But you know, whether you want to say there's 200 or there could be, you know, they could be a race from another planet that are. Have you taken that under as a possibility?
Yes, we do. We talk about the Anunnaki in the book. We use the book from Emmanuel Velikovsky, Worlds in Collision. We use books from Allen and Dallaire, which wrote a landmark book called 9500 BC, The Day the Earth Nearly Died. Marvelous paleobiological book. And it's amazing how all of this data seems to fall together. And I didn't make up the number 200. And we don't interpret anything. We do take everything literally right out of the writing, and then we try to match it with modern physics to see if there's some validity to it. And sometimes there is, and sometimes there isn't.
So in what you've come across, you say that you see the Nephilim having put into effect something, these 200 who that is coming to the fore now and has to do with a one world currency. And then what?
Yes, well, that's the way that they have designed to take over the world. Now the way you could see this kind of rise from time to time, various civilizations. The Knights Templar used a check system. Literally, it was a check system, CHEQUE, in order to allow pilgrims to move from Europe down to Jerusalem and back without carrying satchels of gold with themselves and jewels, where they often got robbed and plundered along the way, which is why Philip the Fair thought that the Knights Templar had become so immensely wealthy, because people could just simply go to one of these banks and check out money using their check and the code that they had, and they could use money all along the way without actually having to carry valuables with them. Well, Philip the Fair raided all of the banks of the Knights Templar and came up empty. There was nothing there. They had used alchemy, literally, to create value out of nothing. And it didn't catch on. until Europe became quite developed. And then when the colonialists left Britain and France and Spain and those places and came here to this land and tried to form a new nation, they decided to leave those traditions behind, and they fought, literally fought a war, two wars, over keeping a national bank out of this continent. And we still don't have a national bank. That's because the one currency that they had in Europe allowed Europe to dominate every single people. And so this nation has managed to remain free and been a bastion of freedom globally because we foster that kind of free enterprise system. But once we go to one currency, that ability to change value and to match or to compete with one another will go away, and they'll have total control. You will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. You won't be able to buy a gallon of gas or a plane ticket or a pair of shoes unless you're in the system.
Okay. Well, I, you know, there's so many things to address here that you're covering in a matter of sentences. Okay, we're going to come back at the other side of this hour, and we will take calls during that hour as well. So we'll be right back. Sorry for the interruptions here.
But maybe we could talk about the book.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Leading to the old outpost.
Good control. Good.
Five. Roger, copy.
Three.
Two.
One.
Engage.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is Gary Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the second hour talking to Brooks Agnew, and we are going down the rabbit hole talking about really 2012 and beyond that. But we are also talking about the Nephilim taking over a one world currency and how they plan to, I guess, rule the world. So, Brooks, I know that you said right before we went to break that you wanted to talk about your new book, which is the one you sent me. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Well, it might be a good idea. However, I can't just leave you hanging here because I'm afraid that we've now opened a whole can of worms that a lot of people are, especially people, listeners for Project Camelot, have their minds go in certain directions as a result of visiting our website, as you can imagine. And so what I want to do here is find out how you've come to the conclusion that it is the Nephilim who are going to run the world, as opposed to, say, what some people feel is might be, and I also want your opinion on this, the return of Planet X and or a brown dwarf in our being a binary star system, and that may be perturbing the magnetic pole, et cetera, and that there may also be a planet, Nibiru, which is occupied by the Anunnaki, and that they, in fact, may be coming back to take control. So I'm curious where you went with all that.
That's a lot of subjects. Where would you like to start?
It is, but first of all, if you kind of boil it all down, what I'm really talking about is, in other words, it seems that you're centering on the Nephilim supposedly taking over the world, and we haven't quite described who those are, but at any rate, you appear to feel there's at least 200 of them, and that they live, they have eternal life. They must come from somewhere, and so let's start there.
I don't really know where the Nephilim come from, but I can tell you that by the time you finish the book of, let's say, Genesis in the Bible, you're introduced to five different races of beings, none of whom are from here. So it's very easy to understand that this planet has been populated by other worlds. We didn't crawl forth from the primordial ooze as one-celled animals, and then fish and monkeys and, you know, et cetera, to become human beings. Although we do share a lot of the same DNA, that is, there's a very, very strong case for interventionism. Somebody was playing with the DNA. My brother was a chairman of physiology at Johns Hopkins for over 20 years, worked on the genome project, as did many universities, because there's lots and lots of grant money for it. And I can tell you that the splices are there. The fingerprints of genetic engineering are laid into human DNA as well as other animals that we have studied on the Earth. But, you know.
Absolutely. Okay.
That is undeniable. I don't care if you are a religionist or whether you are a Darwinian follower, the evidence is there and it cannot be argued with. It didn't happen by accident. Wow, another break already? We just had one.
I know, it's very interesting. Well, they do this at the beginning of the radio show each hour, so we'll have a long break after this, but unfortunately we have one more set of commercials here.
Okay.
If you want the best in engine protection and need to go the extra miles between oil changes or worry about your car in the heat, you need AMSOIL, the original synthetic motor oil guaranteed for up to 25,000 miles or 1 year. If you're looking for a twice-a-year oil change, try our lower-cost XL Series 7,500-mile oil. See the whole line of automotive products and support American Freedom Radio at the same time. Just go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner. You'll be directed added to the store. So for the best in fuel additives, gear oils, innovative greases, just about everything for the fleet, use only AMSOIL. And get there by visiting AmericanFreedomRadio.com and clicking on the link. It's made in America on the shores of Lake Superior in Superior, Wisconsin. Preserve your cars, save fuel, and help American Freedom Radio grow. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Terry Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Brooks Agnew, and hopefully, we'll get through the next bit with a bit more progress being made without interruption, hopefully. So, Brooks, what I'd like to do is quickly, if possible, just cover the notion that if the Nephilim are taking over, who they are, what they look like, and what planet they come from. In your point of view,
I don't really know what planet they come from. They may not even come from this dimension. The point is that they're here. They have taught the leaders of men how to take over other men. Certainly, Obama isn't smart enough to think his way out of a wet paper bag. He's being handed his agenda. He's the design of what is happening multinationally. Has nothing to do with patriotism. It has absolutely nothing to do with the progress of the human race. In my opinion, there isn't a world leader that's smart enough to put any of this together. And it has been designed not over tens of years, over thousands of years to get to this point. And it's had its ups and downs because humans have rejected it. And, we have been at war for since time was recorded. We've practiced genocide and we've been at each other's, you know, charging across the frozen tundra at one another with battle axes in hand. Why? We're not basically a warlike people, but we are driven and inspired to war, and we are led to war. I just am of the mind, and I think there are others out there that are with me, that the next time they throw war, we're just not coming.
Okay, I think that that is possible. It's always our hope over at Project Camelot. But let me say that I have to agree with you. There's no doubt whatsoever, at least in my mind and in the minds of the people that have mostly seen the Camelot interviews, that there are, first of all, that there are at least 54 different ET races visiting the planet. Some are interdimensional, no doubt about it. Maybe most even. And that one of the races, in theory, is at least the Anunnaki, possibly Syrian Anunnaki, which is a reptilian human hybrid race. And the Nephilim, I'm not sure where they fit in the spectrum of things. They've certainly been one of the sort of engineered races, I would say. But I'm certainly willing to take on board anything that you have to offer here, just simply for the purposes of considering it, because you've written a book and you've gone into a lot of investigation, I assume, to do so. So if you're saying that, I would say the powers that be are definitely being run from behind the scenes by an ET race.
I would say that the evidence is supports that, because we are seeing the evidence of this going all the way back to Babylonian seals.
Yes.
To the engineers of Tyr, which we don't even have their records, but we do have a mention of them when Solomon hired them to build his temple. The builders of Tyr already knew how to put this stuff together. This, the Freemason, Knights Templar,
right,
complexity of systems was already together and was already ancient at that time. So it was brought here from another world, and it works because it masters resonance theory with trying to manifest control out of chaos. And the one wild card is the other ET race, and that's us. Only we didn't travel here from another world physically. We traveled here from other worlds as souls, and we came here to people bodies. And now we're remembering who we are. And we are formidable, because it is our consciousness that is involved in the very creation of this universe. And we are as ancient as any of them, although we happen to be living in a biological transducer that has a lifespan of about 100 years. Look at what we could do in 100 years. They need thousands of years to do it.
Absolutely. Okay, but given that's the playing field, and you've now written a book in which, from what I can tell, and I have to say, you did a very good job, but I happen to feel that the information has been out there in a various other sort of guises and talked about even in very similar ways by other authors. It may just be that that you're pulling this together for yourself and perhaps the group of people that you work with. So I'm saying that you did, it's great information. It talks about how one can empower themselves, how one can use meditation and so on. And that's it's a great tool.
Excuse me. Let me just throw one more thing. Meditation's wonderful. Lots of people have talked about it. We didn't make it up. The Flower of Life meditation's been around for a long, long time. But we did, master the Phoenix sequence, which is using the Fibonacci resonance to apply resonance theory to manifestation. That is new.
Well, actually, I don't know. You're probably not familiar with the work with Ashiana Dean?
No.
Okay. So this is a prior interview that I've done. Although she does not think that using the Fibonacci sequence is actually a good idea, because she believes that there is a vibration coming through called the metronomic sort of sequence that has to do with taking over the planet, which is kind of a robotic mind, if you will.
But I didn't say use the Fibonacci sequence. I said use the Phoenix sequence. There's a big difference.
But you're employing the Fibonacci sequence within that.
Well, the Fibonacci, comparing the two is like comparing a yardstick to a meter rod. The Fibonacci sequence starts with zero and begins to add sequential numbers until you go to an infinitum. When you get out to the numbers 55 or so, and you divide two numbers in the sequence into one another, you get the golden mean. The golden mean certainly has nothing to do with robotics. It has to do with the creation of the universe out of chaos. The Phoenix sequence takes two completely unrelated numbers, any form of energy, and adds them together. And in eight iterations of following that, you are right back in the golden mean. This is how universes are created. This has nothing to do with robots.
Okay. I appreciate that. I'm not going to argue with that at the moment. Have you ever heard that there are two sort of base number systems, and that there's one that was given to us by, in essence, the Illuminati, which is based on 12, and the other, which is based on 10, which is supposedly the more accurate one?
Well, base 10 and base 12 systems are well known. The reason base 12 was used, it was actually inherited from the Maya. They use it to mark out the movement of Earth around the sun. But it all boils down to the second, I guess, whether we use a second that adds up to 10 or a second that adds up to 60 for a minute. I guess that's the key. I like the decimal system better. I like the metric system better. But that's...
Well, because I'm not a mathematician, and this is not my personal theory, but it is a very interesting theory. It basically, you can trace it all through the numbers we use to sort of understand our world, using the basis of 12, and that because of that distortion, we are actually being ruled by that. And I'm not able to sort of support that with the arguments.
I think that's accurate. I mean, that goes all the way back to Hebrew. I mean, the original, patterns of 12 and 144 and 12 apostles and 144 crowns, 144 saviors. Sure, I totally agree with that religiosity has woven itself into everything from our calendars to our methods of warfare. And I think religion is more responsible for death and mayhem and fear than anything else in the history of mankind.
Absolutely. Let me say that we are going to be taking phone calls for the last 40 minutes that we're on the show here. And that phone number for people listening is 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525, but you can go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and the link is on my website on the front page by the radio icon, where you can click over and get the phone number there as well. So we do have a caller with area code 210, and would you mind if we take the call and allow someone to ask you a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so area code 210, you are on the air with Brooks Agnew and Carrie Cassidy.
Yeah, hello, Carrie. Pleasure to talk to you. And I want to first apologize. I just turned your show on, and I don't know what the heck you guys are talking about. But I wanted to ask you a question. If you're ever going to have John Lear on this whistleblower radio, I know you did a lot of interviews with him. I've seen him all on your Camelot website, and I think that's a great website. I think you're doing good things there.
Thank you. We have had John Lear. I've had him on my radio show actually not that long ago. It was only probably a few months ago. You can go into my radio archives and find the John Lear on my radio show.
I think I heard it from, was it August of last year?
Possibly. I thought it was more recent than that. But, yeah, he was on my show not that long ago. So as far as
so
I know,
he's all right. He's okay and everything, right?
Oh yeah, he had some health problems about a year ago, but he seems to be doing fine now.
Oh well, that's great to hear. And I'm sorry to be off topic and stuff, but I look forward to every Wednesday night to hear this show.
Thank you so much.
You can't get this information anywhere else. And every try to talk to anybody about it, they think you're nuts.
All right, thank you very much.
God bless.
Okay, Brooks, sorry about that. I had hoped perhaps that was a person who was listening to us and would have a question for you. So do you want to describe your sort of sequence that you're talking about, the Phoenix sequence that you feel that you're sort of breaking new ground with?
Well, I'll tell you how I discovered it. I was actually teaching college math, and I had some adult students in my class. And I didn't want to cover the Fibonacci sequence the way we always covered it, because it goes in one ear and out the other, and no one really pays any attention to it. Oh, boy, wonderful. Here's Leonardo da Pisa came up with a neat way of counting. So I thought that I would do a little bit of experimentation with it and see if I could come up with a different angle. And I started playing with my calculator, and I had learned from my teacher, Marine St. Germain, that numbers could be added and divided and, you know, all kinds of numerology. So I said, well, let's just start with two random numbers. So I started with 75 and 216, and I added them together, got 291. And I just proceeded from there, just like Fibonacci would have done, except out of sequence, out of two random numbers. By the time I got to the eighth iteration, I divided the two numbers together. I got 1.618. That is the ratio. That's the golden mean. Well, I thought it was just coincidence, so I tried it again. Then I tried it with decimals. Then I tried it with fractions. Then I tried it with irrational numbers and imaginary numbers. It worked every single time. And I said, if that's the case, then it will work with energy. And that's when it hit me, because I had read the book The Secret. I had watched the film. You know, Michal Led was a good friend of mine. We've talked about this many, many hours. And so is J.C. Knight. And in our pontifications and talking about it, I said, well, if it works with energy, then why can't it work with human intention? Human intention is a form of observation, a form of energy. What happens if we apply our energy towards something and we listen for this resonance to come back and we apply our energy again? And I said, if that's the case, then successful people would fit this pattern, because this is the pattern of creation. So I went and talked to professional golfers, a professional real estate investor, a stockbroker, and an investment banker. And I asked them, how many times did it take you in your investment, in your efforts, in your manifesting this success that you have, before it really started to be easy, before you started to be in the zone, like everything you did worked perfectly? And the answer came up 8. About the 8th time, things got pretty easy. And what I realized when I talked to all the failures in life, they all quit after 2 or 3 or 4. So I said to myself, this is really, really significant. The problem was, most people live very noisy lives, and we get sidetracked by all kinds of pressures and fears and scripts that we write for ourselves. And we never finish things, because we just forget where we are. We forget what we're doing. We get out of sequence with our dreams. And so that's why I chose the Flower of Life meditation. It's a meditation for busy people. You don't have to spend a lifetime mastering it. It's easy to do. And it gets you quiet enough where you can listen to what's going on with the universe. And you can tell the difference between the things that you have affected and all the other crap in life. And then I proved that it works. And I was so impressed with it that I wrote the book Remembering the Future, The Physics of the Soul and Time Travel.
Okay. And your personal journey is a very interesting one. And in fact, I wish we had more time to even go into that, because I think it's lovely that you weave that story in and out of the ebook that you sent me. I guess some people would even be interested in knowing that to some degree, and I don't know if you think this is the case, but it reads a bit like the Avatar story.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. This book was actually in print about 2 years before Avatar came out. So obviously when the movie came out, I've seen it 316 times. It is amazing how this energy goes out. Now, I wrestled with that a lot, Carrie. I really did, because I wanted to make it, you know, a science book, but a self-help book. And I left it out of the book. And then at the last minute, I just decided to leave it in the book. And, you know, it became an Amazon bestseller, so I must have done something right.
Yeah, and I would say in some ways it's the saving grace, if you don't mind my saying so. Okay, we're going to go to a commercial and we'll be back in a few minutes.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL Advanced Motorcycle Oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields, as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Dark
funny and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis, Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the air with Brooks Agnew. Brooks, we have some people that are holding on here wanting to ask you questions. So I wonder. Okay, great. So we have a very short period of time here, about a half hour, but let's try to go down the list, and hopefully these people are all calling to ask Brooke questions, okay? That's a requirement if you're calling in. I will take this first call, which is area code 503. You are on the air with Brooks Agnew and Carrie Cassidy. Hello. Area code 503, you are on the air. If your area code is 503 and you called in on that number, you should speak up. Okay, we're going to move on to the next one. Area code 804, you are on the air with Carrie Cassidy and Brooks Agnew.
Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We.
Hello?
Yeah,
yes,
we can
hear you.
Okay, there's like an echo, and I have the computer on. I just wanted to make a real quick comment and see if he wants to talk about that, but he was talking about the number 8. Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me? You were talking about the number 8, and 8, the Indian, and I think I'm saying it wrong, but the mandala, you know, those different shapes they make.
Mandala, right.
Aren't they very often in, you know, numbered sequences of 8, you know, where you have 8 sides?
That's a good observation.
I hadn't
noticed that before. I noticed that the reason I picked 8, not as a number, but as a cycle, by the time you add the numbers together in 8 iterations, that is to say 8 operations of the math formula, when you take the two numbers in sequence, they're back in the golden mean. Now, this is a resonant ratio of creation. When we run math models with all of the mass of the universe calculated into it and just let it run, the universe spontaneously comes out of it. In other words, we see all the spiral galaxies, clusters of galaxies, superclusters of galaxies spontaneously develop on their own just because of the golden mean, the ratio of creation.
I knew a woman, she had a lot of children, and she would only be pregnant for 8 months, but the normal, you know, thing is 9, and in numerology, 9 is, you know, the kind of the end of the sequence, and, you know, then this, you know, another important number is 12, and then they say, no, it's 13, you know, that there's another, you know, sign, and, you know, I don't know if you want to talk about that a little bit.
Well, I'm not a numerologist, but I am a mathematician, so I'm fascinated with the Sephiroth, with you know, the 10-dimensional look at the universe anciently, and then lo and behold, we develop string theory and then brain theory, and we're looking at how quantum physics and macrophysics can fit together into theory of everything. And as it turns out, it looks like the ancients had a pretty good handle on it, and we thought they were primitive. So I'm not really a numerologist, but I can't help but notice patterns in numbers. So I think it's significant. I just haven't spent a lot of time studying it.
Okay. Brooks, before we go to the next caller, and thank you, caller, for calling, I would like to have you explain what you think is going to happen in 2012 and beyond, because we did ask that question. We never quite covered what we're, you know, going beyond that.
That's true. One of the main things of the series of books that we talk about, the union of the polarity. This is the combination of high-frequency matter and low-frequency matter that makes up the Earth upon which we live. It shouldn't be too unfamiliar. That's what our bodies are. We're a high-frequency soul inside of a low-frequency biological transducer we call the body. The Earth is the same way. And the theory is, or at least the prediction in the Maya, and I've spoken at length with Jose Arguez about this, who's the guy that actually came up with the discovery that the calendar resets in 2012. And he agrees that the two Earths are probably going to come apart around that time, that the high-frequency Earth is going to go its way toward a higher dimension, and the low-frequency Earth is going to stay behind in what we call the third dimension. And that is going to be quite cataclysmic. What we should see, if that theory is correct, is we should see nodes of dissidence already happening, like extremes in weather, a moving magnetic pole, high-frequency pockets of gathered energy in space that shouldn't be there. And lo and behold, the Voyager flies through it last year. So a lot of the things that we said should be in place if this theory is sound are now falling into place. And it's
We don't have much time. If you look at this situation between I don't know when you're thinking this is going to happen, this splitting of the Earth theory, which Dolores Cannon, I don't know if you know who she is, but a lot of her abductees have also reported information along these lines. However, what I'd say is that we have, well, only a year, if you consider the end of 2012 as being where this happens, then you could maybe stretch it to almost 2 years.
Yeah, I would say that it's probably going to follow a Heisenberg uncertainty. It's going to be a normal distribution of energy. It should peak somewhere around 2012 if our Gregorian or whatever calendars that religions have put together is accurate. But that being said, we're already on the upswing. We're already on the ramp. So I would not be living on the beach right now.
Okay, well, I am living on the beach right now. But I'm doing it purposefully. I imagine at some point I'll have to move off of the beach, but I decided this was the best time to actually take advantage of that. So it is very interesting. I'm not sure that we have reached sort of this level of disturbance that you're talking about and whether or not it's going to happen quite as soon as you think. I've heard other people talk about 2013. I've heard other ones talk about 2019. We have various witnesses talk about various times, and some people say that.
I'm not the only one that thinks about the urgency. You know, governments are writing checks they can't possibly cover, and there's only two reasons why people do that. One is they never expect to make the check good, and the other is they're expecting a windfall, and I doubt the second one's going to happen. Somebody is spending trillions of dollars building underground bases for the elite and not telling us about it.
Yes.
They know something's going to happen.
Okay, now do you believe that they're going to be safe in those underground bases?
I think they should get in those bases now, and let's lock the door and leave the rest to us, please.
That doesn't sound like you think they're going to be safe.
I think they'll be safe down there. I hope they have plenty of playing cards and dominoes because we're going to be just fine up here. We are empowered, we are aware, awake, and we know where to go to be safe. And it's not 2,600 feet underground.
Okay. Now, what about the idea of the second sun and or Planet X, et cetera? Do you believe that this is happening?
I can tell you that NASA is very worried about a free-floating planet, whether you want to call it Nibiru or Planet X. Kepler mission was launched in an effort to try to find planets, but we're finding planets the good old-fashioned way. We look for stars first. Nibiru isn't revolving around a star. It's a free-floating planet for all intents and purposes. Its orbit is so huge that we will never find it by looking at stars. It could be traveling at about a quarter light speed, and we would not see it until about 3 months before it got here.
Okay, and is that way you are saying that that's your perspective?
I believe it is widely accepted in the astrophysics community. Is in our galaxy, there is something like 10 to the 14th free floating planets. These are planets that are not associated with any star. They're just moving through space. And you don't have to live on the surface of the world like we do. You can live on the inside and be just fine. Plenty of energy. Nibiru could very well be on its way.
Okay. Now, thank you for answering those as succinctly as you did. I'm going to see if we can allow another caller to ask a question. Area code 801, you are on the air with Brooks Agnew.
Great. Thank you very much, Brooks. I've thoroughly enjoyed you and your work. I've been looking online here at some of your different websites. I was wondering, I know we don't have much time left, but if you could comment a little on the inner Earth theory and maybe what's new or working there. I know possibly you were working on an expedition.
I was appointed the expedition leader in the summer of 2006 after the very unfortunate and untimely demise of Stephen Curry. And it took a couple of years to get our legs again. And you realize this is a very, very difficult, very costly expedition. It's about $2 million just to charter the ship to get up there to take the measurements. There are only 3 ships in the world that can make this trip. They only make 4 trips a year. So we're chartering one of those trips. You can imagine the logistics of trying to put that together. It's not easy. That being said, we did launch a mini documentary, and it was viewed by a little over 17 million people in one night. We pulled a 9% share in Tokyo, in Japan, which was really amazing to us. So there are millions and millions and millions of enthusiasts out there for Hollow Earth theory. That being said, we have to tread a very thin line here because I'm a scientist. I don't believe that the Earth is hollow. I'm not saying that the Earth is hollow. What I am saying is there's not enough evidence to rule it out. And we've been to Shasta, to Tibet, to Mexico, to Kentucky, all over the world collecting this data, and the last place to go now is above the Arctic Circle. I'm just saying, let's go see. And we're talking to some filmmakers right now. Obviously, this is a big project. It's immensely big on the scale of documentaries. The average History Channel documentary costs less than $5,000. So you get the idea. This is way, 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 way beyond the scope of anything that's ever been done on cable TV. So it's going to be very huge. And it does take a lot of commitment from a lot of people to make that happen. We're focusing on the summer of 2012. We hope to have our deposit raised by December of this year.
Okay, caller, thank you for calling. I'm going to move on here. Appreciate the call there. Okay, thank you, Brooks. We've got another caller from area code 219. You are on the air with Brooks Agnew and Carrie Cassidy.
Hello, Carrie. And hello, Mr. Brooks. This question is a little off topic, but I mean, it has a little bit to do with, you're talking about your universes. And, well, anyways, there used to be a poster that you could look at that was squiggly cutter lines, but you had to move away from it and focus your eyes a certain way to pull a three-dimensional object out of it. It used to be quite popular, the newspaper. But I'm just wondering if you could direct me where I could learn something about understanding, like, the evil eye or just the whole concept of affecting time with your gaze. I mean, it's because if you have, for example, the eyes don't seem to like horizontal lines, like Dr. Seuss shirts, you know. They have an effect on consciousness. If you focus like on two different planes within that image, it, I don't know if this is good or bad. I was just wondering if you had any, if this in any way...
I don't. You know, it sounds fascinating, but honestly, I don't think I know enough about that subject to speak as intelligent as this audience would demand.
Right. I didn't mean to say the evil eye, but I mean just the whole use of mandalas.
Okay. Thank you very much, caller. Sorry, we're going to have to move on here. We have a commercial coming up, and thank you for your call. Okay, we're going to be right back on the other side of this commercial.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files.
Freedom Files.
Weekday.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Central.
On American Freedom Radio.
Radio.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Budget Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Brooks Agnew, and we've only got about 10 minutes left or less. So we want to move right along here. I'm going to unmute one of these callers, area code 415. You are on the air with Brooks Agnew and Carrie Cassidy.
Good evening. I'd be interested to hear your view on Marco Rodin's theory of vortex-based mathematics. You have a background in that area, and I'd just be interested to hear what you think.
Yeah, I know Marco really well. I think Marco is a pioneer. His toroidal coils are quite fascinating. When he turns them on, they momentarily cause a black hole type effect, but it only lasts for a few moments and then it quits. And it never works again with that coil unless he moves the coil somewhere else. Then it will work one more time. And we've had long conversations about this, and he tells me that he believes that he's opening portals into other dimensions and there's someone on the other side. When the hole opens, they're actively closing the hole. So it is quite fascinating how toroidal coils can seem to pull these wormholes, very small ones, into reality. They're also really good at creating a high-efficiency armatures. So I wish that he could get more fun because he needs to build production prototypes and really show this to the world.
I'm very glad you have good things to say about it. I think it's key, and I appreciate your answer.
Thank you very much. Marco's a great pioneer. We think a lot of him.
Thank you, caller. Well, let me say along those lines, Brooks, that there is a witness that we have. It's called the Heather material. And there was a scientist who talked about there is a project associated with a major pharmaceutical company in an underground base in which they are opening, or they believe to be opening, portals, and that they are trying to send people through them, and that they were incinerating them, people, in the process.
Well, they've been doing that since the 70s, and you're right. Some of them do get incinerated, and some of them make it through and go insane, and some make it through and come back.
Right, okay. So some of that would be associated also with Montauk, but what I think that they're trying to do is actually send them interdimensionally, not exactly, in other words, it's not necessarily time travel as we think of it.
Well, they're trying to get a glimpse of the future so that they can manipulate whatever markets or forces might be out there. But they got to realize that the future is always in motion, and we, as awake beings, aware beings, not going through life asleep, but participating in life and participating in the future, can change the future because it's always in motion, and it's affected because we look at it.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Okay, we've got one last caller at the moment. Area code 503, you are on the air with Brooks Agnew and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi, Carrie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Glad to have you, 503.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry, hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, sorry, I had called earlier and you couldn't hear me, so it's hard to tell why. Anyway, I'm a political scientist and a former journalist, but I love theoretical physics. So this is really fascinating about what's going on politically and socially, like all around us. But also what you're talking about, how we might be moving through a black hole. And you mentioned about the pole shift moving 25 feet per day. But I thought I'd also read a report somewhere about the Earth was slowing down about 5 seconds per year or something like that. And
yes.
Do you think those are related? And do you think this, if we are going through a black hole, which kind of makes a lot of sense to what is going on socially and just a lot of unrest, and but there's just a lot of political reasons, too, but I just kind of like to get your feedback.
Yeah, I think the unrest is a function of the different frequencies that are coming onto Earth. Now, that being said, you know, anytime a photon, anytime energy moves, it's information. So people are picking up on this information, and you're getting a lot of simultaneous development of similar things. Case in point, when I went to Tibet a few years back, I managed to get underneath the Potala and take a picture of a structure called a stupa. Now, this particular one was 4,300 pounds of gold, and it pointed at a four-dimensional stargate on the ceiling. No one's seen it since 1959. I was the first Westerner to get behind that chain door. Don't ask me how I got behind there, but we were just lucky. That same exact coil, or same exact stupa, I recognized as a Tesla coil, except this was built in 646 A.D. So when I got back, I got pictures I had of a large Tesla coil, and I overlaid them, and they fit perfectly, even the side streamers. So I'm telling you that these frequencies are pouring out upon the Earth, and people are picking up on them, and they're creating what they have the propensity to create. And some of that, I'm afraid to say, is anxiety, because there's a dichotomy. They're locked into the 3D world trying to fill up their garage with toys, and yet something inside of them is telling them that they're an eternal being having a mortal experience. It doesn't gel for them.
Yeah, a lot of anxiety and also a lot of creativity. This is kind of exploding everywhere.
No question about it. It's hard to contain. The Nephilim have their hands.
Thanks for patience. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, caller. We're actually out of time here. Brooks, do you want to give your website out or any other last-minute information? You can speak for about 30 seconds, I believe.
Sure. The new book is rememberingthefuturebook.com. You can pick up the paperback there. The audio book comes for free when you buy that, and we'd love to see you.
Okay, and I guess that'd be great for people to listen to you on Sundays. Isn't that right?
Oh, yes, xsquaredradio.com every Sunday from 5 to 8 Pacific time.
Okay, and do you take questions?
Oh, yeah, we do for all 3 hours. We're wide open. We only have commercials at the top of the hour.
Okay, that's very good to hear. So I'm sure a lot of people are going to be flocking over there, and we'll try to help them out to find their way. Thank you so much, Brooks Agnew, in joining me.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Reach control with the all out. Control with your
eyes.
Roger, copy. 3, 2, 1.
Engage.
Prepare
your mind to experience.
Freedom Radio.